As exam week begins here on campus, a memory of one of the scary moments of exam time during my time in seminary came to mind. In Italy, the Italian university we attended, all the exams were oral exams. 10 to 15 minutes interviewing with the professor. That one 15-minute interview would find out what grade you would get for the entire semester. All the pressure was on that one interview in which they could ask you anything that they had covered during the entire course that year. There was lots of pressure and stress involved. Complicated one step further, some of the exams were in Italian, some of them you could take in English. There was one professor, originally from Spain, a well-known theologian in the Roman university world, who was a dynamic lecturer who loved to speak English to us. The problem was his English wasn't that good. He had a thick accent and very broken English grammar. And so the challenge with exams with him was you didn't quite know what he was asking you with his question. One fateful day, one of my friends went to an exam with Professor Pianino, and he asked him a question. He says, "What can you tell me about a mouse?" My friend stopped in shock because he didn't know when during the course he talked about a mouse or any kind of rodent for that matter. It was fundamental theology, was the class we had taken. The professor saw his shock, and so he asked him again, "What can you tell me about a mouse? We talked about it for several lectures in the middle of the semester. It had one of the main themes of the course." At this point, my friend's heart was racing. Sweat was dripping down the front of his face. He basically decided in his heart that he knew he was going to fail and have to retake everything the next semester. The professor gave him one last shot. He said, "What can you tell me about the walk from Jerusalem to a mouse?" At that point, my friend realized he was talking about the gospel story we had just heard. The student was walking from Jerusalem to Emmaus. He had pronounced the A as a short A rather than a long A because he didn't understand how we as English speakers pronounce Emmaus. What's interesting about the city of Emmaus is that the people of Jesus' time, probably the people listening to this for the first time when Luke wrote it, might not have really known how to pronounce that word either. Emmaus was not a very well-known city at all. In fact, biblical archaeologists and researchers had done lots of work trying to determine where this city was that Luke told us was 7 miles from the center of Jerusalem. Well, there's lots of theories about exactly where it was. What they do agree on is that it was not a well-known city in Jesus' time. In fact, it doesn't even show up on the maps of that era. What's more important is the city they were leaving from. In other words, when people first heard this story, they would have been able to connect more with what the disciples were walking away from rather than what they were walking towards. They were walking away from the city that was the center of religious practice in their time. They were walking away from the city where the hopes of God's people were supposed to be realized. They were walking away, really, from the most difficult, the most painful, and saddest weekend of their lives. That's what the city of Jerusalem represented. They had just seen their Messiah and their Master crucified. They're filled with confusion and were trying to walk away from that because they thought he was going to bring them a new life and salvation. They were walking away from fear because they were afraid they too might be put to death if they were too closely associated with this man named Jesus. They were walking away from a lot that day as they walked 7 miles towards Emmaus. But as they're walking away from this representation of religion and faith and hope and sadness and fear, Jesus comes and walks alongside of them, but they don't recognize him. And then after reflecting on the scriptures and breaking bread together, they realize that Jesus was risen and with them. I think it's a very timely passage as we come to the end of the semester. The end of the semester and the end of this academic year is a time when most of our students stop and ask, "What just happened?" The past year had lots of unexpected twists and turns, some for the better and some for the worse. And yet what the story we heard reminds us is that Jesus was there with us all the way through, even when we didn't recognize him, even when we thought we may have been walking away from him and not making our faith as much of a priority as it should have been. Jesus was there, interested in what we were going through, walking on the journey with us. As we come to the end of the semester, it's important to remember that Jesus is with us and will continue to be with us as the journey continues into the future. We as Christians see in this image from the gospel of reflecting on the scriptures and breaking bread, an image of what we do here every Sunday as we reflect on the meaning of the scriptures and then encounter Jesus in the breaking of the bread. It's a great gift that we have here every Sunday, is we're able to have this conversation with Jesus like those disciples on the road to Emmaus and try to figure out what's been going on in our lives, making sense of the confusion that we've experienced, making sense of those exciting moments and also those sad moments that we've been through, to go through that knowing that Jesus is here to help open our eyes and our minds to how God is working in our midst, even when we originally did not recognize it. I think one of the challenges, though, we face when we come here to Sunday Mass is most of us, if you're like me, get distracted very easily. You stop and think about it. It's the 1 hour a week when we don't have to respond to our phones and to text messages and to alerts to social media. It's the 1 hour a week when a million demands aren't being placed on us by other people. And so I think it's quite natural for our minds and our hearts to be kind of going all over the place, thinking past the past week and all the things that have happened. Of course, thinking to the week ahead and the to-do list that we try to need to accomplish, in some cases, as soon as we leave church today. One thing I have found helpful is to refocus my attention during Mass by engaging God in those distractions. You see, as those disciples were walking the road to Emmaus, Jesus cared about what was going on in their lives, the things they were pondering, the things they were worried about, the things that were weighing on their heart that day. Jesus had a conversation with them about them. And so we find our mind going all kinds of different places during Mass and kind of catch ourselves not paying attention to what's going on. It can be helpful to refocus our attention by entrusting those worries and those concerns and those questions to God, asking for God's help with them, asking for God's wisdom and guidance for the things we're worried about and concerned about. Another way to go deeper with the Mass also is to prepare for Mass a little bit. As we make our way to Mass or sit here before Mass and pray, we helpful to ask ourselves a few questions. One is, what do we have to be grateful for that week so we can make sure we take time during Mass to thank God for what God has given to us? Another question that can be helpful to reflect upon is, who do we need to pray for this week? Who's going through difficult times and need our prayers or perhaps our service or our support? And then the other question to reflect upon that I find very helpful at times is, what do I need God's guidance with in my life? What situations, which circumstances that are, like the disciples say, filled with fear and confusion and worry and unknown things, how can I ask God to give me guidance and inspiration with those during Mass? God wants to be with us in our journey. And so we make our own today the words of the disciples on the road to Emmaus. We ask the Lord to stay with us. To stay with us, even though, like those disciples on the road to Emmaus, our faith can be weak. Even though at times we too walk away from our spirituality, our habits of prayer, we ask the Lord to stay with us today. Even though our hearts can be filled with fear and anxiety and worry about the future and the upcoming week, we ask the Lord to stay with us. To stay with us this exam week, because we don't know what our professors might ask us.